A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon, and Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever. And they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "To the other towns also, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear brothers and sisters, in today's Gospel, we read how Jesus cured Simon's mother-in-law. You know, most people do not believe that God can cure them, but I am one of those that believe in divine healing. I believe in that, and it is real. But before healing occurs, the first thing that has to be done is the penitent or the recipient must believe in the word of God. We saw it was after Jesus preached in the synagogue that he went to Simon's mother-in-law. And while Jesus was preaching, a lot of people were listening to the word of God. Because when we listen to the word of God and we believe in the word of God, that is when healing sets in. But if we do not believe in the word of God, it is difficult for someone to be healed. So the word of God and the healing are connected. Believing first, before healing can take place. Most of us, why we don't experience that healing is because we don't believe in the word of God. Because we don't think that the word of God is real, but it is. We saw also, after the healing of Simon's mother-in-law, people went and brought others who were sick. And Jesus touched them, and they were completely healed. Even those who were possessed by demons. So, my dear friends in Christ, today's reading reminds us that it is not every sickness that can be taken care of by medications. There are some situations that we have to come to God and ask him and give him access to our lives for healing, and he will heal us. Faith is the fundamental. And faith comes when we hear the word of God and believe in the word of God. You know, like we keep, like about 5 weeks ago, we're talking about the Holy Eucharist. The Holy Eucharist. You see, one thing about the Holy Eucharist is, if you don't believe in the Holy Eucharist, if you don't reverence the Holy Eucharist, you can never experience the effects of the Holy Eucharist. But when you believe that this is the body of Christ, when you believe that this is the blood of Christ, and you reverence the body and the blood, and you consume the body and the blood, I bet you, healing comes from that. So, my dear friends in Christ, today's gospel reminds us to reflect on this, that even up to this moment, Jesus continues to heal his people. But he will heal us if we listen to him, if we believe in his words. May his words continue to transform our lives. Amen. May we rise.